Part 1. Prologue. Chapter 1. A Prophet for Our Time. The memo said, Top Secret. Every person in the Oval Office had been given orders to arrive promptly at 8 a.m. No one must know, especially CNN, that the President of the United States, the Vice President, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the National Security Council, congressional leaders, and selected members of the Cabinet have been called for this executive briefing. The object? To hear a futuristic projection of the rise and fall of our planet's major countries and their leaders. This was not a strategy meeting. This was to be the unveiling of the destiny of the world. The president never looked more serious. He sat facing his advisors, men and women of keen intelligence whom he had entrusted with decisions that could affect millions of lives. With his fingers pressed together under his chin, he looked like he was praying. Considering the state of the world, his attitude was logical. When he signaled to an armed guard, the door was open to allow one man to enter. The man hesitated for a moment and glanced at the illustrious gathering of military and political might. The president pointed to a chair directly in front of the polished executive desk. The man took his seat and faced the leadership advisors of the most powerful nation on earth. The Secretary of State cleared his throat. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs wiped his forehead nervously. The Secretary of Defense looked at his polished shoes. Tension was high. Gentlemen, the president said soberly, you are about to hear the future of the world as we know it. Listen carefully, for your very lives are at stake. Who was this man? Is this an imaginary scenario, or could it happen someday? What is fiction today may easily be fact tomorrow. This scene did occur in another country with different players. One man, divinely inspired, accurately prophesied the rise and fall of empires and their rulers. Scholars have scoffed and doubters have discredited, but history has substantiated his words and the future will verify his predictions. Believing or disbelieving what this man said could change our lives forever. Who was this man? Some of his critics say he wrote his book of history and prophecy after the fact. They might compare him to the members of the modern-day Procrastinators Club, who predicted on January 1, 1992, that the Persian Gulf War would be over in 1991, that Gorbachev would topple and the Soviet Union disintegrate. We just now got around to our predictions, the president of the club said. Daniel is the man. Yet no matter how his critics have tried to discredit him or belittle the book that bears his name, they have failed miserably. Their names are forgotten, and his name lives on as a man of intense integrity and profound piety. We cannot pass him off today as just the man in the lion's den or a dreamer of surrealistic dreams. To know Daniel is to learn how to live today and look at the future with confidence. This is not merely a biography of someone we should know, but an outline of our future. It's not the images in a crystal ball or the babbling of a clairvoyant, but the truth contained in the Book of Books. Daniel on the witness stand. The prosecutor.